Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I hope this is better.
I think it is.
All right, 3:01 on the clock.
Nice, yeah!
Chris Ello, Matt Scraby.
Your lips are moving at the same time the words are coming out.
It's good. Actually working well. You know what was funny? It was that got worse as we were on, because I didn't start that way. I was pretty good to begin, and I could hear the what I like to call tech gremlins in my ears.
Making all kinds of crazy. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And then it just slowly got deteriorated from there. So we're back. Daily Gambit coming your way here shortly. You know, you guys, you know, I got a little time here to talk some smack. You guys aren't as loud on, you guys didn't see anything kind of off kilter in that Eagles-Chiefs game? Everything went smoothly there? No refs doing anything egregious or nothing like that?
Well, they did forget to call a penalty against the Eagles on a tush push, so.
Oh, yeah, no.
We'll talk about that in the Big Five, too, but there are people that are very upset about the offsides on the Eagles side.
I guess.
Let's go back to the field goal that was way wide.
Okay, we're not talking about the 49ers. We're talking about the Chiefs.
We can talk about that, too, because I didn't see that. Scraby, what's your take on this? I heard Chris's idea of what happened.
It was the first field goal of the game.
What do you say there, sir?
It was the first field goal of the game, right? It was 0-0. The guy kicked it.
Scraby probably didn't even see it.
He kicked it like 19 miles above the post. So there was no way to really know officially. But it was, you know, they showed one angle where it looked no good. They showed one where it might have been good. But they just called it good. And I just think it's funny in a league where everything is so precise and exact, you know, that if you kick a field goal like that, they don't really know.
There's no technology we can use to extend the goalpost, like fake goalpost straight up.
Up to the heavens?
I'm sure. I mean, you can do, what is it called, an invisible fence for dogs, but you can't do something for a football in the NFL?
I mean, they're marking the first down marker now.
I haven't even really seen
that AI-type, you know, technology that tells you before they even measure whether it's short.
Yeah, but it's not... To me, it doesn't. I haven't seen it. Number one, and
I've seen it a few times.
You have, okay.
Yeah, it seems like it works every time. All right. So
where are you seeing this at?
Yeah,
I haven't watched it.
They show it on the screen. They bring it up on the screen. It's like in tennis when there's a close shot, they'll show a shot of the ball landing and go, it's in or out. Every time they, you know, run a running play right near the first down marker, the yellow line, and it's kind of close. They usually put it up on the TV screen that the ball's either over the line or
not.
I've seen it a few times.
I haven't seen it yet.
I've seen it a few times.
I've watched a lot of football in the last 2 weeks and I have not seen it.
Maybe I just saw it in a college game and I thought I saw it, but in an NFL game, but I'm pretty sure I saw it in the NFL. Anyway, the 49ers, you know, they benefit from stuff like this all the time. I mean, you talk about cheaters.
Oh, so man.
The Chiefs have been moved off the list for the
referees. Yeah, now the 49ers.
Now the Niners and Eagles are on.
You know, I can't win.
No, you can't win.
if Mac Jones wins, that means it's a good, it's an easy quarterback offense. So Brock Purdy is not actually that good. the whole field goal thing, to be honest, I was just listening to the TV and I heard him say good, and I just went on with my day. I had no idea.
There was no need to. There was no reason to think about it because they all just said good. The refs put the arm up. They put the 3 points, and it was like it was right down the middle. And the Saint coach, I think, was like, wait a minute, it was like way wide. And I don't know if it was wide or not, because you'd have to look at it like, you know, in slow motion 12 different times. But again, the NFL, this is like everything has to be to the exact centimeter, you know, on replay and this and that, except for a field goal. That's 3 points, one way or the other.
They still won by 2 points, even if they missed that one.
Yes, but you know as well as I do that if that field goal is no good, it changes all kinds of strategies as the game goes on.
I actually think Kyle Shanahan ends up going to prison because he beat down the kicker for missing another field goal.
Your guy missed his first extra point after they brought him in. Yeah,
I don't understand. Kyle Shanahan said last week he held his breath on each kick because he had no idea if it was going to go in. That's a terrible spot for a coach to be in.
We needed to go to the Daily Gambit, but did you hear him tell the story about his dad like chewing him out over that?
I haven't.
He said he was a young coach, and this is how he learned to stick. Well, you know what? Let's go to Daily Gambit before I get lost, and we'll get to that later.
Okay.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We started with some bets on Friday. Colorado Rockies, would they score more than 1.5 runs? This is all Chris's fault because he was the one who put this in there. Chris said under. I said over. They scored 4. But at one point, I think it was 39 innings without scoring at Petco Park for the Rockies. That's pretty crazy.
No, it was. Forget 39. It sounds better. Is they hadn't scored a run at Petco Park until Friday, all season.
That is pretty crazy.
That was their first run.
All right. So I win that one. JP Sears, over under 5 innings pitched. We both went over. He only made it 4 1/3. Walker Buehler, over under 3.5 Ks on Friday. Both of us went over. He only had 3.
Wait, who?
Walker Buehler.
Pitching for the Phillies now.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry.
I was looking at you. I was like, what is he so confused about?
Go ahead. I don't know why I was thinking about the Padres. Go ahead.
Giants and the Dodgers on Friday night. Dodgers minus 1.5. They went into extras. Both Chris and I chose the Giants. We were correct because Patrick Bailey hit a walk-off extra inning grand slam.
Poor Tanner Scott, man.
He's had a really, really tough year.
He had a rough go of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happens when you join the dark side. That you end up stinking. All right, Houston minus 4. I know, I'm going to move on from that. I was going to say something else, but then I decided not to.
You know what's funny is I didn't get a chance to see your face because my computer was frozen. Your face was already frozen from a previous minute, so I didn't get to see your glitch that you just had there.
Well, that's a good thing. Houston minus 4 over Colorado. I think Deion Sanders is going to quit being the coach of Colorado pretty soon.
Oh, my gosh.
They lost 36-20 on Friday night. Both Chris and I chose Houston. Now, this is the most shocking, I think, result of the weekend. UCLA, 15.5-point favorites. Chris and I went with UCLA, but we should have went with New Mexico. New Mexico won 31-10. And Deshaun Foster got fired.
They fired the coach. Yeah.
Yep. I told Dave before that game. I was like, listen. Don't you go out here and get boat raced by the Lobos. And sure enough, his team went out and got boat raced. And it was almost a double whammy because then his NFL team almost turned around and lost to the G-Man. He's lucky they got that one right. I would have been all over his head top.
49ers were
Real quick, the thing on the UCLA coaches, the quotes of the AD who fired him, because he's the same AD who hired him last year.
Yes.
And thought
yes.
he was the greatest hire. And now the AD basically has to tell everybody, I'm stupid because I hired this guy who can't coach. But he twists it around to make himself look good.
Of course.
And, of course, the coach look good. You know, it all. Everybody's good. Except for they don't have a coach now. So,
and they got that transfer from Tennessee to go to UCLA, and it hasn't worked out at all.
Nico, I am a leaving.
It couldn't happen to a nicer quarterback. I'm glad he's making all his money because he ain't winning any games.
Neither did Tennessee over the weekend, so both of them lose.
Yeah, they lost to Georgia. That's a real loss.
49ers minus 3 on the spread for yesterday's game. Chris and I both chose the 49ers. They covered 26-21. Dolphins minus 1.5 against the Patriots. Both Chris and I chose the Patriots, and the Patriots won 33-27. We'll talk about your Dolphins in a little bit. Looked a little bit better yesterday. And then finally, New York Liberty minus 1.5 against the Phoenix Mercury. Chris went Liberty. I went Mercury. Liberty won 76-69. So,
WNBA playoffs got underway this weekend.
Yes.
With no Paige Beckers, no Caitlin Clark, and no Angel Reese. The three biggest names in the game, and none of them are in the playoffs. So that's how that worked out. You want to do this in the next segment?
Let's do it in the next segment.
So we'll do that.
All right. Going to the next segment. We're going to do the daily finish the Gay Gambit the next segment.
Well, we'll give the picks. We got to give, we gotta make our picks for tonight's action. So, yes.
More. Daily Gambit on the other side.
Woo!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Rolling along here, 318. 618 for Tony Gwynn Jr. He's in New York City. We got Gwynn and Chris until 6 o'clock this evening. Then Scraby gets a little Chronicle action in.
That's right.
Ahead of the Chargers and the Raiders. And we do have to talk about, we don't have a moment here, but we got to talk about the rivalry. Jim Harbaugh and Pete Carroll, they absolutely despise each other.
Which is hilarious.
And they have for a long time.
Both of them are cheaters.
Well, they can just they have something in common, which is that they're cheaters, but they both despise. What's Pete Carroll? Oh yeah, he basically cheated his way to a national title and gave Reggie Bush a free house.
And I'm sure that's all that is known. There's Tony, much more. I don't know where Tony went.
Because Tony,
I see the corner of his room.
Oh well, hopefully he'll be back shortly. Harbaugh and Carroll do not get along, so that'll be fun.
I do enjoy that. Now that they're in the same division together, too.
Yep.
For the second time in their NFL coaching career.
It all started with Stanford USC, and it's escalated from there. So we will get into that in a little bit. We also got the good, the bad, and the ugly from week number 2 of the National Football League coming up at the bottom of this hour. So we look forward to that. Right now, though, Scrappy, we got to pick things up on the Daily Gambit.
I'm not sure where he went. I might text him to see if he's okay here in a second.
Hope he didn't, yeah.
Did you think he fell in the shower or
something? I hope he didn't meet with foul play.
You think he met with foul play in our commercial break?
I don't know.
I mean, he is in New York City. So.
He's in New York City. It could be, you never know.
We'll just go forward.
We're just going to go forward without Tony. I'm sure he'll rejoin us when he gets a moment.
Everybody stare at that box in the top right corner because it's just the corner of his room.
I'm going to look now. I'm kind of intrigued.
Oh, someone says maybe he's in the bathroom. I don't know.
He's been known to go there.
I
as have all of us, frankly, but him more than most.
Over under, Tony just forgot that he was doing the show.
That's not nice. All right, we do have a couple of things to wager on. The Phillies are at the Dodgers. Big time matchup this evening. Ranger Suarez, who's been red hot for the Phillies. Emmett Sheehan for the Dodgers. In L.A., the Phillies are favored by 1.5. Scrape? Going with the Phillies?
Phillies
here?
Are 1.5?
At the Dodgers. Yeah, Dodgers are underdog tonight. I think it has to do with the pitching matchup.
I will go with the Phillies.
You will. I think that's silly. I'll take... Picking a Philly is silly. I will take the Dodgers. Sheehan is favored by 1 strikeout over Suarez here. Suarez or Sheehan minus 1 strikeouts versus Suarez.
Ranger Suarez.
This is Suarez. He's been getting 8-9 strikeouts a game lately. I'm surprised by that line. I'll take Suarez.
You know,
although the Dodgers are hard to strike out, so maybe that's what they're thinking.
You know what just hit me, Chris?
No.
What if Tony went out to get like ice or something and he forgot his room key?
That is something he is more than capable of doing.
Because he would never be gone this late, this long, with knowing that he was on the show.
No kidding, man. We took a commercial break like 5 minutes ago, and he has not returned.
I'm going to text him.
Like, are you out in the hall trying to get into your room right now?
Everything okay?
Oh, no.
Question mark.
Scaring me.
No. Okay, I took Suarez, too.
You take Suarez, too. Betts versus Ohtani both have 19 game on base streaks.
Whoa.
Betts versus Ohtani runs, hits, plus RBIs. Scrappy. Both guys are red hot.
I'm going to go Ohtani.
Ohtani. He's the guy to go with. I'm going to go with Betts because there's a left-handed pitcher. It'll be harder for Ohtani maybe tonight. Maybe. We've got Astros Rangers. Big game in the American League race, playoff race. Both teams are now trailing the Mariners. The Rangers have closed within 2 games of a playoff spot. Did you hear back from Tony yet?
No, I'm thinking...
Something.
I'm thinking he locked himself out. He doesn't have his phone because it's in the room, so he's down at the front desk or something.
I don't know. I'm sure there's a story in here somewhere.
There's definitely got to be a story. Anyway.
Astros minus 1.5. At Rangers, though. I'm taking Bochy, man. Bochy's making a run. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go with... I'll take the Rangers, too.
More Houston tonight. The Texans, 2.5 points over the Buccaneers. Monday Night Football. They get started here in the first game... About a half an hour. Who do you like there?
I do not like the Texans. I do not like the Texans. I don't know why they're favored in this game. I'm going to go with the Bucs.
I think the Bucks, and I could be wrong, but I think the Bucks have a chance to push the Pack and the Lions and the Eagles for a Super Bowl run. I don't know that they could quite get there, but I think they're going to make it tough on somebody. So I, too, am going to say the Bucks here. I don't know what's happened to C.J. Stroud. He's gone. He's regressed, seemingly.
He has.
He's not dangerous all of a sudden anymore.
I was listening to someone break this down earlier today.
Okay.
And it's more so that he's not running. And for him to be successful, he needs to be able to get out of the pocket a little bit. And he's getting sacked. And he's just not a running quarterback.
Well, he better start. Yeah. Who's going to get more passing yardage? This is even up. Baker Mayfield or C.J. Stroud? I guess I'll go Mayfield after that comment.
Wait, say
Mayfield versus Stroud.
In passing
yardage. Passing yardage.
Yeah, I'm going to go Mayfield.
Going with Baker. Chargers 3.5 over the Vegas Raiders tonight in Vegas. Go, Chargers, go! Still no sign of Tony. Go ahead. Just giving an update. What do you got? Chargers or Raiders? Go, Chargers, go! Who do you got here? 3.5.
I feel like the Chargers, I hate to say this, but I feel like the Chargers are a good team, so I'm going to go Chargers.
I'll take Vegas. I like Pete Carroll, plus the points at home. Which game has more points? Chargers Raiders, -4, or Bucks Texans? I think the Bucks Texans, plus, you know, getting some more points. That could be a high scoring game, too. I'll take Bucks Texans, +4.
It does seem like the Bucks always have high scoring games, so I'm going to go with them.
Bucks Texans also. +4, you say.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Justin Herbert, 277. Passing plus rushing yardage. You know, Justin Herbert always gets way more rushing yardage than you ever think he's going to get.
He does.
Because he doesn't look to run at all, but he ends up doing it, and he does it pretty well.
Yeah, he's good. He does good at it. What was the number, 247?
277.
277.
It's a lot.
Over.
I say if the Raiders are going to keep it close, he'll be under. And you have an interest in this bet here because you're playing against Keenan Allen. My wife has him in fantasy football, and you're trying to hang on to a victory.
I am.
So Keenan Allen -1 yard versus Brock Bowers. I guess Bowers is a little dinged up, but I think Bowers here. Even though Keenan Allen, I mean, Bowers is a go-to for the Raiders, isn't he?
He is, yeah.
So I'm going to take him plus a yard.
I'm going to go Brock Bowers, too.
All right. We'll give our fantasy stuff update. I guess we can do it right now because that's it for the picks. You are still... Tony looks like he's going to win, looks like I'm going to win. So we're both going to be 2-0. You're going to need to hang on against my wife to avoid going 0-2 in our league. The fantasy...
things aren't going well for me.
Not yet.
The start.
It's early. The Survivor Pool update there. We lost only one player this week. And that one player, contestant, picked the Steelers. We would have lost a lot more because a ton of people picked the Cowboys. And it looked like they were going to lose, but they did not. So...
That's an
update on our Survivor Pool. There's still like 70-plus people alive through 2 weeks, so good job on everybody there.
I was a little concerned about the Ravens against the Browns yesterday, but then they ended up figuring it out and scoring a bunch of points. So,
yeah.
Who did you pick?
I had the Cardinals, who tried to give it away at the end against the Panthers.
They certainly did. Did they? Recovered an onside kick?
Oh, yeah. Like, easily.
I mean, you have to declare onside kicks these
days. It was so easy. Like, it's like the Cardinals weren't even there. They just onside kicked and jumped on the ball. I'm like, what are you doing? So, yeah, the Cardinals tried to blow that at the end.
Everybody was very concerned about Tony, and I took him off the screen because he's not back. I guarantee you he got locked out of his room.
I don't think you're wrong, because that makes sense, but how far away is the lobby? Of course, the New York hotel, it could be one of those ones where you got to wait a while to get up to the...
And he's just sitting lying. I don't know why I find this so funny, but it is.
Well, it's funny if he comes back with a funny story.
Yeah, like it's I not locked myself
funny.
Out.
It's not funny if he fell and hit his head somewhere and we don't know where he is.
That's not funny. Of course that's not funny.
He's obviously not with his phone because he hasn't gotten back to us.
Has Tony locked himself out before? Not during the show, but I'm sure he has at one point in his life.
Of all people, Tony would certainly seem to be one who would do it.
Oh, August also says, or no, Clinton said, got to use the key card for the elevator, too. So maybe he's just stuck.
He can't even get down? No, you don't need the key card to go down.
Okay.
You only need those to go up. You should be able to get down to the lobby to say, hey, I locked myself out.
I mean, this goes back to the time that I was a drinker and I was in Dallas in a hotel and I was sleepwalking as a drinker and I locked myself out of my room in bright orange boxers. Yeah. And I had to go to the front desk.
So
and get
are
a
you
new
saying
key.
People noticed you?
And then the guy at the front desk goes, so D. And I was like, you know, I don't have any ID. And he just thought it was hilarious.
All right. There's two big reasons to stick around here. One is for the good, the bad, and the ugly. But maybe even more important is to find out what in the world happened to Tony Gwynn Jr. So if it's something news-breaking, we're going to have to break into the middle of the commercial.
Yes.
Otherwise, just wait. We'll tell you how this all turns out when Gwynn and Chris continues. Or is it just Chris continues?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
All right, this is actually starting to get a little worrisome to me. I don't know if we have any listeners in New York City, but if we do, can you go to the Padre Hotel and knock on Tony's door? We don't know where he is still.
No.
Still hasn't come back.
And I turned on
It's been 20 minutes now.
I know. Now I'm starting to get a little worried.
Yeah. Where'd he go? What happened?
I don't know. I would call the front desk of the hotel, but I have no idea where they're staying.
I don't know where they're staying either. And you sent him a text and said, is everything all right? We have not heard back from him. He is still not back in his room.
I bet you he is standing in line in the lobby as we speak.
Trying to get his key back. Or
someone
key.
Said text Jesse or Dave. And
it's really not a bad idea. Maybe at the next break, though.
Yes.
If we get to the next break, we got to text those guys so that they can go make sure he's okay. Because I don't know where he is. It's crazy.
Dave Marcus is probably the one to text.
Well, text Dave.
Because he's, I mean, Jesse could be doing anything, but Dave's always there, ready to go.
You're trying to say Dave has a ho-hum life and he'd just be sitting around waiting for a text, whereas Jesse might be busy? Is that what you're...
Well, I mean, Dave's been doing this job for like 30 years. I don't think what is the word I'm looking for? Never mind.
All right. Well, there's certainly an explanation, but we don't have it yet.
Text Scan. I don't know Scan well enough to text him.
We're going
to
text Dave if this gets to the top of the hour and we still don't have a Tony Gwynn Jr. sighting. All right, do we just go to traffic like it's normal behavior time? I mean, it just seems weird.
We got to move on with the show.
Show must go on?
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, we're going to do the good, the bad, and the really, really weird and ugly next here after traffic.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danick.
Traffic sponsored by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water. Got a few problems here. One of them is an accident on the Coronado Bridge heading off the island near the old toll plaza. Here's the deal. Looks like it's an overturned golf cart. That, again, is heading off the island near the old toll plaza. Also, westbound King Freeway, right before the 5, we have reports of some debris in the slow lane. Collision on eastbound 52, just past the 805. Uh-oh, looks like you have got all but the left lane blocked on that one. And getting reports of a collision in the Fallbrook area, northbound 15, just before Mission Road. Got a couple vehicles involved. They made it over to the right shoulder. What makes Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water different? They always bottle their Alpine Spring Water less than 1.5 miles from the spring source. And all of their bottles are made with 50% recycled plastic from their own recycling plants. Crystal Geyser, bottled at the spring source. I'm Kelly Danick with Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station. 97.3 The Fan.
All right, it's with less enthusiasm than usual that we embark on the good, the bad, and the ugly for week two, Scrabe.
I'm going to try not to worry too much.
I'm going to try not to worry also. I'm not necessarily the worrying type.
I'm not either.
But, I'm intrigued now at this point. Like, the camera's still there, and there's still nothing on the camera.
The camera is still there, and I turned on his unit so I could hear if it was still on, and I could air conditioning, so we will effer out some more.
We gotta find out. If it gets to the top of the hour, we're calling Dave Marcus, and
yeah,
he's gotta go find out.
Yeah, if it gets to 4 o'clock, I think that's fair, because that would be 40 minutes at that point.
Wow. All right.
Nah, I don't even want to put it in the universe.
No, let's don't put anything crazy out there.
If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's. Maybe he's getting some Spiro's in New York City.
He might have just decided to go grab a bite.
If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com.
I mean, you know, whenever I go to New York City and I'm walking with my wife, and when you walk everywhere, right?
Yeah.
I always want to stop at the hot dog guy. I just don't have the guts to tell my wife, hey, can we stop at the hot dog guy for $8? I want one of these incredibly greasy dogs. They just look amazing. I won't do it. So I walk past it even though I want to stop.
Yeah,
it just seems too embarrassing to munch one down.
Because you know how they have those carts outside of Petco?
Yeah,
they had them all up in San Francisco, too.
Right.
I ate one at like 2 in the morning one time.
Delicious.
Biggest mistake of my life.
Oh, no good.
I got really sick.
Okay. Well, that's maybe I'll try to keep that in mind. All right, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll start with the good, and that Dallas Giant game was good. First time in NFL history that a game featured 6 lead changes in the fourth quarter plus overtime. Dak Prescott kept putting the Cowboys ahead. Russell Wilson turning back the clock, Scraby.
Yes.
Looked like the old Russell Wilson, throwing bombs, dropping it in the bucket to Malik Nabers. Looked like the Giants had it won until this from Brandon Aubrey.
Aubrey, does he have enough? On the way, it is! Good! That's why they trusted him!
Wow.
Never a doubt!
64 yards, like it was a walk in the park,
honestly. It was pretty crazy.
And then he kicked another one at the end of overtime. On the last play of overtime, he kicked the field goal, too. So the Cowboys win a thriller 40-37 over the G-men. The best of the weekend was the Packers, in my mind. Thursday night, another impressive win, this time over Washington. I don't think any team's been better through 2 games yet than the Pack. Detroit was shut down in the opener. Jaden Daniels and the Commanders, same thing on Thursday. Meanwhile, Jordan Love has found himself a new target who Scraby basically put on my fantasy team, and I appreciate you for it, sir.
Slot left, two tight ends right. Packers first and goal. They've got the ball at the 8-yard line. Love is in the shotgun. Jacobs to his right side. Here's the snap. Love fakes the handoff. Rolling right. Throws. End zone. Caught. Touchdown, Green Bay. Tucker Kraft makes the catch. And a Lambeau leap.
Tucker Kraft has looked pretty good for two games.
He sure has.
And I only drafted him because you stole Sam Laporta from me right before I was ready to pick. It's funny how things work out. Thank you, Scrabe. Green Bay 27, Washington 18. By the way, Jaden Daniels was hurt in that game, and they're saying he's iffy for the next Washington game. Knee a sprain. The other team that I thought looked really good is Buffalo. Yeah, their defense did not show for the Baltimore game, but it did yesterday. The Jets were held to 154 yards. They knocked Justin Fields out of the game. Fields completed only three passes. Josh Allen had to leave this game for a play or two. That was a nervous moment for the Bills. But he came back, kept handing it off to James Cook. They couldn't tackle him. 30-10. And I think through 2 weeks, right now, it's 2 weeks, but through 2 weeks, I would say Buffalo, Green Bay are the top two in their respective conferences.
I would think so.
Okay. Let's go to the bad. Starts with Cincinnati and Jacksonville. The Bengals won, but they did it without Joe Burrows, and they're not going to have Joe Burrows for a long time. So T. Higgins better enjoy it while he can.
Harris snaps it back to Browning. From the pocket, he flings it deep down the sideline. Chased with a catch. Yeah. Still on his feet. Making Higgins. He'll walk into the end zone for a Bengals touchdown.
I mean, that was Chase, and then it was Higgins.
Yes, I know.
You're the Bengal announcer. Don't you think you kind of got to know those two by glancing? I'll give you a mistake, but you know what I mean?
But Dave Lapham's
you're
like,
not to know your own game. Go.
It should be a pretty easy job for Jake Browning, though. Just throw it to one of those two guys.
Yeah, he looks like he's a pretty capable quarterback, but he's not Burrow. And Burrow's out for 3 months after he blew a tire. And
he blew a tire.
Blew a tire, Scrape. I mean, he did. He's out 3 months with the toe surgery. Although the Bengals are off to a 2-0 start, that was bad. Also bad. Oh, how good to have the Chiefs in this category. First time I can remember in a long time.
It's so beautiful.
And Jalen Hurts with this long pass to Devontae Smith.
He's back.
Helped put him there.
Hold on. He's back,
oh,
everybody.
Wait, stop everything.
Comes a blitz. Hurts loading up, going deep for Devontae Smith. He's got it. Smith inside the five, and he slammed down.
That set up the final tush push as the Eagles handed Patrick Mahomes his third consecutive loss. Scraby, the first time in his entire career.
I know.
He's lost three games in a row. The Chiefs are 0-2 for the first time in 11 years as the Eagles win. All right, stop the good, the bad.
I know. We are stopping down because everybody's very worried about you, Tony.
I mean, you had a whole city on watch right here.
At first it was funny. Then it was funny for a few minutes, but after a while, we got really worried. He gives us the answer, my thought was that you went outside your room for a second and you locked all your stuff inside the room.
It's the only answer. I mean, what else would it? Either that or he went to get a bite to eat and forgot to take his phone.
I literally, we went to commercial break. I laid on the bed and then I just fell asleep.
He fell! I never even considered it!
He is
on New York time. Remember, he got in at 4 in the morning yesterday. It could happen.
I was like, you know what? I'm just going to close my eyes and then I'm get up. And the next thing I know,
I've been there.
I was like,
I've been there.
That is a classic.
I missed a flight one time because I did that thing. Like, I got 10 minutes.
You're in the terminal, right? You're sleeping, and your plane takes off, and you forget to get on.
I'm really hungover. Oh, no, my plane is gone.
You know, we were about 10 minutes away from calling Dave Marcus to come down and see what happened. And it's a good thing we didn't get Dave Marcus because he might have come in, got somebody to open the door with a key, seen you lying on the bed and thought you were dead. That could have been really a scary moment for Dave.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
All right, well, we're glad you're okay.
Yeah, wow.
It's all okay. Right. Yeah, it happens. Good. We're good.
It does happen, but everybody in San Diego and us, we were getting a little crazy. We
go back and look
worry.
At the chat. The chat is like...
Yeah, the chat is going bananas over what
happened.
They
were ready for us to cancel the show so we could fly to New York and find you.
All right. I appreciate you guys worried about
no,
me there,
I think your story of locking the key out to go get some ice kind of kept everybody content that that's what had happened. Because that can easily happen, and then you got to go all the way down
to
the desk.
No,
you go get ice. You know the door
closes.
You lose
your key. You lock your key inside. Your phone's inside.
Phone's inside. You got to go downstairs. You got to stand in line. Anyway,
yeah, we can move on. But glad to have you back, Tony.
I think I would have gone with the lock my key story, but this is pretty good one.
Oh no, we just made a promo, so that's great.
I could have very much lied and been like, yeah, I got locked up.
No, you're a Gonis guy. We like it.
Yeah, we do like it.
Cue the music, Scravy. We're back in action here.
We're back. Rumble, bubble, and stumbling.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. And we finished the bad category with the Dolphins.
Wait, I thought it was the good, the bad, and the Dolphins.
Yeah, well, they graduated this week from the ugly category up to the bad category. Miami fell to the Pats for the first time in the past 10 meetings. But the Dolphin defense this week did force two punts. So there's that. After no punts forced last week. I don't know if you guys saw, but New England scored the first two times they had the ball. And the Dolphins, Tua almost threw an interception the first time he had the ball. And so midway through the first quarter, they were down two touchdowns. And a airplane Skyrider, you know, that carried one of those signs trailing behind.
Oh, gosh, what did it say?
It said, fire McDaniel, fire Chris Greer. Like, first quarter of their first home game. So, Dolphin fed. I'm sorry. That was me, but I did make it back in time for the show.
The you know how expensive it is to pay
yes,
for something like that?
Yes, I do. I
like
paid
that?
For that. I paid. It would cost me a lot of money, Scray, but I got my point across.
There's a really rich and unhappy Dolphins fan out there. Really rich and unhappy.
Well, that's not me because I'm not really rich. It was a strange end of the game. I don't know if you guys saw. The Dolphins took the lead on a punt return.
They did.
Touchdown, and then kicked off and gave up a kickoff return.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that, or rarely have I seen that.
Here in a second.
33-27, the Patriots. All right, into the ugly we go, Scrabe. And we start with your guy, Kevin O.C., and his quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, who returned to Earth in a home loss to the Falcons. He was picked twice. He was sacked six times. He fumbled once. And this was all Atlanta last night.
12-6 Falcons as we start the fourth quarter. First and 10 Vikings at their own 48. McCarthy in the gun gets the snap. Back to pass. Rush coming. In trouble and sacked. He lost the ball. There's a scramble for it. And who came out of there with it? Divine Diablo recovers the fumble. And Atlanta will take over.
I want to thank the announcer there for asking me a question.
I knew
on the
that
radio.
Was coming.
Divine Diablo?
Yeah, that's an interesting name.
Well, I'm glad he told me because he first asked who recovered the fumble.
No, I think Tony's talking about Divine Diablo.
Like, yes, he is. Yeah.
No, you're not getting it yet.
Yeah.
Divine is like God, and Diablo is devil. So he's got both names.
Oh. I didn't get it.
It just hit me, too, because I was like, all night last night, I was thinking, Divine Diablo,
wow.
Why does that sound weird to me?
22-6, Falcons roll the Vikings last night. J.J. McCarthy also hurt, high ankle sprain, out 2 to 4 weeks. Vikings will get the return of Carson Wentz next week. Congrats to the Vikings fans. Also in the ugly category, the old fella Aaron Rodgers.
The old fella.
He turned back the clock last week, but the clock was stuck at
okay, another promo.
Clock was stuck at midnight. Struck midnight. God, that's what I wanted. It struck midnight.
I'm pretty sure you just said midnight. This has been a great segment.
Play the clip from this game that helped seal the Steelers' doom, please.
Oh, bad bounce goes through the hands of Caleb Johnson. He may have touched that ball. That would be a live ball. Let's see what the ruling is here. It is a touchdown! It's a touchdown! Oh, Seattle gets the score!
Ruling on the field. The ball hit in the landing zone on a kickoff. Somebody's got to cover it for the...
receiving team. It was recovered by the kicking team.
I love it. The reason I put that part in, because he said, somebody's got to recover it.
And yeah, the Pittsburgh Steelers ran away from the live ball.
Who was that on the call right there?
The broadcasting?
Who broadcaster was that?
Is it Adam Amin?
Might be, yeah. I think you're on it.
Is that Adam Amin? That's what it sounded like.
I know he does the Fox
broadcast.
Yeah,
he does those. He's good.
Yeah,
he does a good job. Yeah, Seattle gets the weird kickoff score.
I got a chance to meet him earlier this year. He's a pretty cool cat.
He is. That broke the tie. And the Seahawks went on to beat Rodgers and the steel curtain.
I mean, how does that happen?
31-17. Two picks, three sacks for Rodgers yesterday. You guys give it a few more weeks before Mike Tomlin and him are duking it out.
I mean, that's on the kickoff return team.
That was,
more so.
But the rest
the
of the
whole
game.
I mean, come on.
Aaron Rodgers.
You cannot let that happen if you're a professional football player.
They did.
If Mike Tomlin can get through the last three quarterbacks he had, I'm sure he'll be all right.
He'll
with,
make it through Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
He's got small hands, Pickett. Mason Rudolph and Justin Fields, Russell Wilson. They've got a lot of quarterbacks recently.
No, and Russell Westbrook. Yeah. Russell Wilson, excuse me.
Yeah, final ugly. The Bears, no one uglier than their defensive performance. The Lions roll up 511 yards, 25 first downs. They averaged 9 yards a play. Got 64 on this one.
Fake to Gibbs. Goff complete. Jamison Williams across midfield. Still going. Inside the 30. Cuts to the inside.
Dimacca.
Brought down at the 12.
Was the broadcasting guy about to say, you're not going to catch him, and then brought down at the 12. He didn't make
it. It sounded like, right? He's not going to make it.
Yeah. I think it's Jonathan Vilma.
Jonathan on
and
the...
And Kenny Albert.
I like Kenny Albert.
Me too. I like Jonathan Vilma too.
52-21. By the way, the Lions scored two late touchdowns on fourth down plays, not kicking field goals after the game was decided. People thought Dan Campbell was running up the score. Ben Johnson, the Bears coach, said... This is the NFL. We got to stop them.
And
they can do whatever they want. Yeah. No complaints about that. So don't start something that's not there.
It'd be real rich for him to be complaining after now.
After he was the one running up the lines.
After running the score up on everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Tony's awake. That's the big news of that segment. And hour number three is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.